For the actual testing of apraxia, there are a few handy things to keep in mind. Of course, you have the patient history and the symptoms as a guide that already provides clues probably where to focus on, for example, facial movements or the limbs. And then it's good to do not just one test, but perform a set of tests. And in this set, include both meaningful and meaningless movements, include tool use, both the imitation of tool use and actually using a specific tool like a pen or scissors, and include common gestures like waving, both on command, but also imitating them, especially when somebody also has aphasia, for example, where verbal commands can be very difficult.